AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Riveting audio and video of a black man fatally shot Tuesday by a black police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, was released today. During the incident, Keith Scott's wife yelled at police and then called for help.
I know that much. He better not be dead. I'm not going to come near you. I'm going to record, though. I'm not coming near you. I'm going to record, though. He better be alive because I'm coming. You better be alive. How about that? Yes, we're over here at 9453 Lexington Court. These are the police officers that shot my husband, and he better live. He better live because he didn't do nothing to them.
John Barnett with the group Thug, which stands for True Healing Under God, says video of Scott's shooting by police is angering many people.
Innocent blood cries from the grave. In Charlotte, there's a lot of angry people. We're disappointed and upset that this video has now been released.
Barnett says no part of Charlotte is immune to protests over the death of Keith Scott.
Where you think they're going to be, they may not be. You don't always think they're going to come uptown. There's other places in Charlotte, South Park, the whole nine, Concord Mills Mall. So just be aware of that. And that's, I hope the CMPD officers hear this.
Tonight, protesters marched in a suburb of Mooresville, North Carolina. Police shot and killed a man today while investigating a bank robbery in suburban Baltimore. He was sitting in a car. AP correspondent Julie Lindemann reports it does not appear the man who was killed was armed at the time.
No gun or weapon was found at the scene or in the suspect's car.
Witnesses say dozens of black and white students are occupying the University of Mississippi's main administrative building in Oxford tonight. They're protesting what they called the Chancellor's weak response to a Facebook comment about lynching. This is AP Radio News. The African American History Museum opens tomorrow in Washington. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama hopes the exhibits can help both blacks and whites see the context of today's tensions between black communities and police.
The president says he hopes visiting whites will appreciate the roots of black anger in places like Tulsa and Charlotte.
I understand. I sympathize. I empathize.
But he says blacks should find in its displays on the civil rights movement fresh reason for hope.
All that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
At a reception for backers, Obama said by illuminating the complex, sometimes harrowing story of African Americans, the museum can help us talk to each other. Mark Smith at the White House.
It was a down day on Wall Street today after 3 days of gains. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.